winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to part 2 of my 3-parter of Ben's MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, rankings. Last night I did 16 through 11. Tonight I do 10 through 6. These are better movies than 16 through 11. So let's get started. 10. The first Guardians of the Galaxy. This is probably one of the riskiest movies MCU did. It's a space opera for real noise and freaks, and I say that positively. You have Chris Pratt as Star-Lord. You have Rocket Raccoon. You have Groot. You have Drax and his destroyer. You have Gamora. This movie was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. The action was great. The comedy was great. The only downer for this movie was the villain. Forgettable. Warningly inclusive, but I managed to overlook that because everything else is just great for this movie. That's why it's number 10. Number 9. This is probably going to make me a little unpopular. But the original Iron Man, yes, I like it. Yes, it's a really good movie. There's just other movies I like better in this list. But you can't underestimate how important this Iron Man movie was. If this movie failed, there would be no MCU. This movie was fun. Robert Downey Jr. was born to play Tony Stark. Gwyneth Paltrow was great. And you have the team, you have Jeff Bridges as the villain. This movie was good. I know it's more on my list, but what does that tell you? Okay, number 8. Captain America, the First Avenger. Originally, I'm Captain America. Great. World War II. Great. Probably my second favorite Marvel villain in this movie, Red Skull. He was great. It didn't bother me how they got rid of him. They could have used him later in the MCU, but maybe he'll come back, I don't know, but really enjoying Captain America, First Avenger. Number 7, Doctor Strange. This movie, a whole lot of fun. You show and Benedict Cumberbatch has Doctor Stephen Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme. It's his origin story. You see him go from a selfish doctor to a pretty damn cool superhero. Again, the villain's weak. And then a pretty cool third act with a surprise villain. No one ruined it for you. Just in case you haven't seen it, but really liked this movie. That's why it's number 7. Number 6, The Incredible Hulk. I think this is an underrated movie. I mean, Hulk is a great character, but the fights between Hulk and Abomination animation. General Ross was a great villain for me. Whenever he was great. Ed Norton as the asshole, as Bruce Banner, is a great movie. Okay, and that is number six. Alright, so that's 10 through 6. Let me review them again. 10, Guardians of the Galaxy. 9, Iron Man. 8, Captain America, the First Avenger. 7, Doctor Strange. And number 6, The Incredible Hulk. Alright, well, that is my part 2. Tune in tomorrow for my part 1, The Elite 5. The top 5 movies on my list. Tomorrow. But until then, this is the end.